This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. I want to talk to you today about our expectations in life. We sit back and we expect security. We expect position. We expect freedom from difficulties, a variety of things that we consider just deserves. We want to be happy. We want to enjoy. We want economic freedom. These things we believe to be our rights. And we expect everything to come our way and give us that facility and opportunity. We expect that unless we're being terrible people, doing things incorrectly, that the Lord should provide us. And that things should work to our benefit and we should be stable. But we also have to recognize that this material world is major distraction, and that if we don't focus, use our minds and intelligence in a positive way and focus in such a way that we actually achieve a higher goal than just this material arrangements. Because all of these things are material arrangements. My family, my position, my bank balance, my enjoyment on a daily basis. And we have to recognize that it has to be done on a voluntary basis. I have to try. The concept is there that if you want to get outside of the material modes of nature, if you want to get free from the suffering and anxiety, the struggle for existence, and get onto a higher platform. I don't mean just visit another state. This is what drugs is about. This is what certain meditations. It's about getting into another state temporarily where these things that are causing you the struggle for existence are alleviated for a short period. Ah, I can feel comfortable. I'm relaxed. I'm at peace for a while. This is not a solution. This is temporary cessation of a problem. But what we're talking about is an actual solution. You raise to another level of consciousness that the struggle for existence, one, doesn't bother you, two, starts to leave you alone, and three, you're fixed there. It's not a temporary experience. It's another state of being. And this is what spiritual life is supposed to be, another state of being. And we see in great spiritual people, that's what they demonstrate. They are actually on another plane, another platform of perspective, of consciousness, and they relate to everything that's happening in the material world from a different point of view. And so many things that would bother you or I is water off a duck's back. So, but to be in that transcendental situation means you have to give up your attachments for enjoyment. You're equipoise. You're not trying to enjoy all the time. And that's what's happening to most people. They're living their lives expecting things to be status quo, peace and quiet, or I'm enjoying, but no trouble. Now, it's very nice. And in some instances, that's happening. That happens. But that doesn't mean that your next life is going to be nice. It doesn't mean that you've earned anything better than that. You can just propagate that and stay here and have some happiness, some enjoyment, some peace and quiet, some this or that. Not too much. I can cope with it. It's all right. And what value is that, really? It's a temporary flickering. Happy, peace and quiet, happy, quiet, happy, quiet, suffering. Oh, it's just flickering on and off, just rotating through in some undescribed sequence. But if you want to be spiritual, if you want to put an end to this cycle of birth and death, if you want to put an end to the struggle for existence, you need to follow the regulative principles, which is, in essence, it's like restricting a diseased person from certain kinds of food or activities until he's well. Because that's what we have. We all have a material disease. And that disease is godlessness. We're going, I don't need God unless it's an emergency. Oh, God, save me. If it's not an emergency, I don't need it. It's okay. I can make it. I'm doing it all myself. And this is ignorance. This is selfishness, and it's ignorance. Because this material manifestation, wherever you're standing, sitting, resting, being at this moment, you didn't make the place. You did not create the facilities you're enjoying. You didn't even create your body. You may have adjusted things so you've got money in your pocket and friends at your side. But you did not make the place that you're all enjoying. So there has to be some understanding and relationship that you are dependent upon God's grace. And His grace is shining so brightly on everybody that you think you don't need Him. But the patient who's diseased, he feels that making some adjustments or being restricted from some certain foods is such a serious restriction. So difficult. Oh, I'm trying to get well. I have to face this sacrifice. But if you want to put an end to the cycle of birth and death and return to the spiritual world, our own home, where we really belong, you need to take on this sacrifice and penance. Get out of this enjoyment mentality. Get out of this selfishness mentality. Get out of this arrogant mentality. And it's very difficult. Why? Because you're unqualified? No. Because of the environment we're in. This environment is surcharged with illusion, selfishness, cruelty, arrogance, cheating, hypocrisy. All of these things are polluting the atmosphere and polluting the opportunities to be the higher being, to give up on the nonsense, to stop being a cheater and a hypocrite yourself. The hypocritic situation, you treat some people one way and expect to be treated another yourself. You think you can do anything you want to anybody you run into, and that's the way it's supposed to be, and everyone should treat you really fine or you're going to complain. This is what happens in this material world. It's an illusory perspective. It's an illusory experience. And it's being propagated by the media and the schools and the society's conventions. Everybody's perspective is selfishness, godlessness, arrogance, ego, anger, lust, greed. Well, it's very difficult for a person to stop these things, to give this attitude up, and to come to a being, a conscious being, to try to render love of God, service to God, try to raise yourself to the highest platform, try to get out of this crazy selfishness. You have to have determination. You have to be focused, and you have to have a spiritual master. You have to have guidance. Guidance to understand how to do it correctly. Not imitate it, not pretend, but to do it correctly, such that you set an example. You purify yourself, you liberate yourself, you come to the highest platform, you're selflessly serving the Supreme Personality, you're outside of this material anxiety and suffering, you're focused on your spiritual qualities, focused on your spiritual duty. It takes determination. It takes commitment. And this situation is not for the children of the world. It's for the mature people, those who actually understand that this material world is not my home, that it is suffering, that it's illusory, and that just to go around eating as enjoyment, not as sustenance, but eating as enjoyment. Drinking wine all the time, everywhere you go. Can't have a meal without a wine. Get a little buzz on. Staying in this state, this buzz. So you don't have to recognize that you're getting old. Or you have problems you're not looking at. You're not a very nice person, really. You're a backstabber. You talk about people behind their back. You're selfish, arrogant. Because this is what it really is. Everybody is hypocritically thinking of themselves as being a really great, really fine person. But from the outside, people are going, what's wrong with them? Boy, can't stand to be around them. Oh, man, selfish or what? They know everything. You don't want to be in that category. That's not who we really are. These are symptoms of the disease that we have by being in a diseased atmosphere. This material world is a diseased condition, according to the Vedic literature. It's described as a diseased condition where there is danger at every step. You get implicated, you get pushed aside, you get rerouted, you get confused at every step. You see it all the time. People go along to their life, no problem, but as soon as something serious comes up, they're confused. Confused means you don't have knowledge. I don't know what to do. Why not? Because I don't have knowledge. Well, then you've misused your human form of life, because the human form of life is for acquiring knowledge of the absolute, knowledge of every subject. The Vedic literature doesn't say, we don't cover this subject, we don't cover that subject. They don't say that. They say we answer all of the questions the human can put forward. Anything you can propose. Why is this? Why is that? Why is the next thing? How? All of that is answered in the Vedic literature. Easily. Because it's coming from another level of consciousness. It's coming up from a level looking down upon the problems that you're swimming in. You're swimming in economic problems. You're swimming in relationship problems. You're swimming in environmental problems. You're swimming in self-imposed problems. And you're swimming in natural environmental problems that are now all acting upon you without you having control. So you need to have a point of view of someone who's outside of those things. So you must approach a self-realized spiritual master. A self-realized soul, he can see from his perspective. He can advise you. Avoid these things. Do these things. This is what Vedic literature is about. This is what the chain of spiritual masters is about. It's a twofold methodology to purify you, liberate you, educate you, and make you happy by engaging you in your internal occupation. Your eternal occupation is you are a servant of God. A humble, sincere, mature, determined servant of God in all circumstances. That is normal. Everything you see around you, everything that's going on in front of you, it is not normal. So you have to restrict yourself from getting caught up and being involved in all of the things that are not normal. And you have to follow the instructions of the spiritual master, because he can tell you without duplicity what is the right things and what is the wrong things. So everyone has an opportunity to become a realized soul. Deep down in, we are spiritual beings. But we're in a situation where everything is teaching us otherwise. And we're supposed to give up all these varieties of desires that grow because of our association. You see it. Someone gets a new car, you stop and think, maybe I should get a new car. Someone says, I went to this restaurant and had a wonderful meal. I think, we should go to that restaurant and have a wonderful meal. You're being influenced at all times. But you have to be taught how to control yourself. No, I'm not going to that restaurant because they only serve dead, burnt animal bodies. And I don't eat those things. That's cruelty in disguise. Unnecessary. I don't do that. My spiritual master teaches me We can live off of everything that comes from the land without having to be implicated in the slaughter process that the fools have created. It isn't necessary. I was listening to a gentleman speak. It was a conference in, I think it was Melbourne, Australia. And he was talking about, we have to protect those who have no voice to complain that they're being raised, bred, slaughtered for food. They're sentient beings just like you and I, but they have no voice. He states that there's enough vegetarians, 1.6, I think, or 1.8 billion people are all vegetarians on this planet. But we don't think about that because everybody you know, in your little environment, they're all meat eaters. They kill anything that flies, swims, runs, walks. What is it, feet, fins, or feathers? Ridiculous. There's no way there can be a balance of nature. There's no way there can be a higher standard of morality when we're raising and killing in billions a day to feed people. Instead of going to the land, so much vacant land that's not being cultivated. Everywhere, all over the planet. But no, they want you in cities where you have to eat what they give you, and they give you this contaminated meat. So you're a victim. You're a victim of the ignorance of the society. You're a victim of a social evaluation of standards that is misconstrued for profit and gain of a few. So you need to have a spiritual master to teach you. Ah, there's another way. You don't need to do it like this. Millions, billions eat from the land and kill nobody. They're not implicated in it. Millions and millions and millions of people offer their food to God as a sacrifice. Millions of people live in harmony with nature. Millions of people don't have TVs. It's reducing every day. They think they're missing something. They get a television and go, oh, I'm going to be educated. I'm going to be informed. I'm going to be enlightened. I'm going to learn more. I'm going to keep up with the news. And it never happens. I was talking to someone the other day about the television, and they were saying about how, and they just like to watch the news. I go, why? You can go back in history and get a replay of the nightly news in 80, 75, 80. And you watch that news, and you watch a news today, and they will be almost identical. No difference in information, nothing new, same kind of problems, talking about the same subjects, same formatting. Maybe a little bit different language, and the presenter will be dressed differently and might be a different person, but that's about it. It's the same rhetoric. It's not knowledge. They're not teaching you anything. But you have the illusion that you're learning. Similarly, we look at the television programs. If you go back to the 60s, 70s, it was wholesome, value-based, family-based programs. Westerns that were based on the good guy standing up for what's right and the truth. What do you have now? Zombie this. Walking Dead. Talking Dead. Sleeping Dead. Lucifer. Horror this. Horror that. Dead body, dead body, dead body. Lies, cheat, steal, maim, cry. Nothing of love. Nothing of peace. Nothing of honesty, morality, nothing of God. No. The whole atmosphere is surcharged with negative energy. So you need to work against, you're working against the flow of society to be who you actually are, to be the person you're meant to be. You have to work against the social influence in this contaminated environment you live in now. Throw away your television set. Don't look at the television set. I don't have one. You don't need one. Get rid of it. Look for information on subjects you're interested in. Educate yourself. Grow your knowledge base. Study the Vedic literature. Find out the teachings of the spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Find out that information. Read that. You've read so many things. You've watched so many bad movies. Oh, you should have turned it off. The movie just got worse and worse and worse. Yes, you should have turned it off. So take the message of the spiritual master. You've evaluated all those other programs. You've evaluated all those other things you've done, seen, watched. Now evaluate what the spiritual master says. Read it, hear it, think about it, evaluate it, consider it, talk about it. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? And find out, well, what is it that I haven't been learning? Is this why I have anxiety in my life? Is this why I have things I don't understand? Is this why confusion takes me over now and again? Because I've never actually studied a body of knowledge and considered it to the point I see things in proper perspective. I understand stuff that's confused me. Because nobody's talking about what this or that means anymore. They're talking about things. Or they're talking about themselves. Or they're talking about other people's trips. But they don't talk about what does it mean. They don't talk about what is important. They don't even know their methodology of evaluation, their knowledge acquiring tools, their analysis for realizing the proper perspective of a subject is dull. It isn't being used. It hasn't been educated correctly. It isn't being exercised. So how can you be a healthy, discerning human and put an end to the problems in your life? When you're poorly equipped, you don't even have the tools. I can send you out to dig a hole, and we're going to bury your car. So you go out there and you dig the hole, and we'll bury your car. And if you let us do that, we'll give you a brand new car. Now, here's a spoon. Huh? Here's a spoon. Go dig a hole big enough for your car. Oh, take me forever. This is what it's like. You're in the material world and you have a spoon to do a shovel or a digger's job. You need to approach the spiritual master. You need to educate yourself. You need to realize you were cheated in the education system. You weren't actually taught how to learn. You weren't actually taught how to research. You weren't actually taught how to problem solve. You were simply taught how to remember. And now with the EMFs, because of all the phones and televisions and towers and all this stuff, you can't even remember. I challenge you. 4 weeks ago, go back. 4 weeks, what were you doing? Tell me. You can't. Maybe it was a special day. Oh, it was my birthday. I know what was going on. But if it wasn't, you don't know. You can't even remember a week ago. So what was your education for? How much of the education you got in school do you use? Everybody's simply fighting fires. Business means fighting fires. Oh, fix this. Oh, make that. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, lost the receipt. Oh, where's the invoice? Oh, God, how many did you send? How many did we get? Oh, all it is firefighting. It's a business. So we're just going round and round and round and round, moving stuff from here and there and here and there, buy, sell, fiddle fart around. And what are we doing with our lives? Avoiding the responsibility of answering the questions of life and developing our true position as a servant of God in love of God. How do you expect to be happy? With a bank balance, with a nice house, a fat mortgage? People telling you you're nice and you're sweet and fine and everything's okay? So do you value your life by what other people tell you you are? Or do you value your life by what you actually do and know and how you act and how moral and principled and ethical you are? Because these are like prerequisites to becoming a valuable person. A valuable person has a higher point of view and shares the point of view with others. Do you have that point of view of love of God and be engaged in devotional service to the point you can look to other people and instruct them, advise them, guide them? You should. Everyone should. All of the children should be trained from a very young age to be moral and principled. All of them should be trained from a very young age to know and love and serve God. We have a society that is shunning religion because the religions are all contaminated by people who don't actually have a higher consciousness. They've gotten into religion for some self-aggrandizement, for some benefit. They go to God to get something. They don't go to God to offer anything. The intelligent person is he who goes to God to offer his service, to offer his devotion, to offer his love. And people don't go to God for that anymore. Gimme, 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 gimme. What a mentality. What a sick mentality that is. You've already got this entire cosmic manifestation and everything in it and this lifetime and your body, intelligence, mind, etc., freely given to you by God already. And yet you spend your time going, I want more. This isn't good enough. I want more. And so the society is perverted. It's sick with selfishness. Don't live in a sick society and accept the sickness as normal. The Vedic literature, the spiritual master are here to help you understand you're actually in a diseased condition and you need to refrain from certain things and do other important things so you can become well again and you can run, guide, and direct your own consciousness life by yourself. Normal. So for those of you who think you're normal, for those of you who think you have what you need, for those of you who think you're on the path, this is a wake-up call. We're supposed to be the greatest possible beings we can by developing love of God, by giving pure, selfless love to others. Let them develop love of God. Become a servant in the Lord's plan. Put your plan down. You've been working on your plan for a very, very, very long time, and you're still not there. You're still struggling. It still isn't what you want. You still want more. Well, maybe the whole methodology is wrong, and that's what the Vedic literature says. Come to knowledge. Come to devotional service. Purify your mind with the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Read Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the spiritual master. These three things, chanting, reading, following the spiritual master, will make your life successful, will put an end to the struggle for existence, will give you the opportunity to return to the higher consciousness, which is actually your normal state.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.